Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Thank you once again for making Saturday On the Menu Live a part of your weekly diet. And when my introduction said that we are broadcasting live from another happy hour, this is not just another happy hour. In fact, it is social hour. And where they call it social hour can only be one place. We're broadcasting live right here, right now, from Union Public House in St. Philip's Plaza. We are broadcasting deep in the heart of another social hour. We got deep discounts on dishes and drinks, the kinds of flavors that gave rise to the Republic. Thinking about the great colonial stories about how this nation came to be known, and we have them in surround sound in this live broadcast from Union Public House, and now bringing on our celebrity co-host. He has not been here for a long time. It is almost impossible to break through the walls of the paparazzi that file this guy around. He is a fellow foodie. He is a periodic pontificator on 520 Eats. Everyone around town in the industry knows him as the man with Cisco Foods. Put your hands together for my friend Jamie Rice is in the house. Jamie, what's going on, brother?
We are using the term celebrity very, very
celebrity. Well, since there is a celebrity in the house, may I be the first to wish you happy National Beer Day.
Cheers.
And I'll tell you what, when you're at Union Public House, it's kind of hard to make a decision on what side of the horizon of handles you want to start at, right?
Yeah, beer or whiskey is the two big decisions to have, and of those, there's several options.
Well, you know, we love our Tucson breweries, of course, but we decided to take our palates up to the City of the Pines. We're drinking the Tower Station IPA from Mother Road, one of my favorite IPAs on the landscape here.
Mine too.
So anyway,
I love it.
Let's have a sip. Pine and just wonderful citrus, and I just love that wonderful IPA flavor. It just is all Flagstaff forward. But speaking of forward, you're like one of the busiest guys in this community. You know, Cisco 520. We got a food competition coming up. You're like doing some news-making things. Get us current on what's happening at Cisco these days.
This time of year, just as restaurants are busy, we're very busy, which is great. But, you know, right. Social life takes a back seat. And it's crazy until June.
Right.
So as much as we all complain about summer, I think a lot of us are ready. I'm like, summer, is it almost here yet? But, yeah, things are great. Things are going very well. Like you said, we're busy. 520 Eats is kind of taking a back seat, unfortunately, as a lot of people know. Adam Lehrman has filled that gap. I mean, he owned first place.
Let's give props where props are due. Yes, Adam Lehrman at Tucson Foodie. He's listening now.
He is doing an incredible job. Yeah. I'm so happy for his latest milestone.
Right.
What was it, 100,000?
100,000 unique hits in 30 days.
That's
on TucsonFoodie.com.
That's insane.
Those are real numbers, Jamie Rice.
That's insane.
Anyway, I have 10 million listeners, so he's got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
But I digress. So one of the things I love about you and the food distributor world is it's more than just selling food to restaurant customers. I have seen you work, Jamie Rice. I have seen you in dialogue with restaurant owners, and you're really invested in their success. You are almost like a consultant to kind of work with them so you both win. It's not just what kind of beef you want this weekend.
Yeah, that's
you're really invested
is.
In their success.
Yeah, it's a consulting position, and then I have a company that pays me to do that, which I love. Because I came from the restaurant world. I love helping people, helping. And my job is to make my customers as profitable as possible.
Right on. Well, you get a lot of profitable customers in this town.
I'm very blessed.
Everybody knows Jamie.
Yeah, well.
Jamie Rice, celebrity co-host. Anyway, what are you grooving on in the local food and beverage scene these days? What's making news?
I made a whole list because I knew this
was
going
to come up. It's only an hour show, Jamie.
Just Tucson in the last couple of years has exploded with new concept. You know, we're hitting the culinary map all over the country. And just in the last couple months, so on my list, the things that I'm really excited about, obviously it's all over the news. I think we talked about it last night, is American Eat Co., the food court. And I think that food court concept is in the next couple years.
It's totally trending.
There's going to be a lot of them opening up. Cityscape is another one, which,
right.
Started a while ago. And just like any construction project in Tucson is, I don't know if they're behind schedule, but it takes a while. But I'm excited for that. I probably can't announce it tonight, so I won't, but I've got a short list of tenants that will be in that cityscape project downtown.
I gotta break it down. I mean, come on. This is live radio. Let's break some news.
Let's say there'll be an Italian concept.
Okay.
There will be, there'll be a lot of great things to look for, and that's right there on the end of Congress and Stone.
Right.
I think there's a bowling alley in there. So that I'm very excited
cool.
about, right down the street from that, which isn't necessarily culinary, but that Cobra Arcade.
Which I haven't been to.
It's not open yet.
All right.
So, again,
right.
it's slowly progressing.
Right.
You know, I'm down there several times a week, and I'm just, come on, guys, it's open. But I think they have one in Phoenix, and I've been, you know, as you travel the country in Portland and some of the major cities, they've got these concepts where it's an arcade with a bar. You know, it's not for kids
right.
where they hand out tokens and stuffed animals. It's more of a nighttime.
Nothing against tokens and
yeah.
stuffed animals.
No.
Right.
D&D pinball down there is one of my favorite things to do. So this is D&D a little bit elevated. Tamarind, which I don't know if you heard of, is
yeah.
the Indian, I think, ethnic and Indian food concepts in the next five years or so
right.
is going to be a big trend. I haven't been there yet. They just opened, but I have, you know, scouted out their menu, of course. I stalk all these new restaurants.
He's a stalker.
Online.
You got to watch that Jamie Rice.
I'm so busy, I can't really get to all these places, but I can at least stalk them online. Tamarind, their menu looks amazing.
Right.
We were talking last night, Caravan Grill.
Yes.
Which replaces Atar right there. It's kind of a hole, you know, hole in the wall, so to speak. It's certainly not a fancy restaurant, but I had lunch there today, actually.
We were talking about it last night, of course, at Inca's Peruvian Cuisine,
yes.
where we were watching
Another
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. My 1.5 seconds of fame, I was on the show. So now you could say, as seen on the Food Network.
That's
what
right.
a lot of fun that was. What are you drinking these days? Are you liking some cocktails around town? Or
I'm on a little bit of a diet, unfortunately. I don't like that word diet, but let's call it a lifestyle
so you can drink,
adjustment.
You can drink your meals. Come on now.
Yes. So as much as I love beer, and today is obviously going to be an exception to that, I'm sticking to clear spirits and try not to drink as much, unfortunately.
What have you done with
yeah,
Jamie Rice?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we're going to, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about this food competition, the throwdown among Tucson food journalists,
yes.
that we're going to be doing the second annual one. I am the proud owner of the trophy on
There's
the food
new rules
side.
In place.
You are the owner of the cocktail trophy, and we're going to be going up against each other, as well as Tucson Foodie, the second annual Tucson food journalist barbecue throwdown. So we're going to talk about that a little later on in the show. But anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend Todd Hanley from Hotel Congress,
awesome.
Who is counting down the days to the Agave Heritage Week. This is 10 days of celebrating the plant that brings us the great spirits that we love to call our own. Here we are in our live broadcast from Union Public House. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Jamie Rice broadcasting live deep in the heart of another social hour at Union Public House in St. Phillips Plaza, having an absolutely great time celebrating National Beer Day at a place where beer reigns. I almost lose track how many taps they have on their horizon of handles, Jamie.
I'm going to guess 30 plus.
30 beers. So I just like to start at A and work my way alphabetically through to the end.
And you can do that in a week.
And I can do that in a week.
If you start on Monday.
It's an hour show.
Well, I started on Monday.
Anyway, we are this time of year gets us so excited because we are counting down the days, Jamie Rice, to the annual Agave Heritage
Does
Week.
Does it rhyme with Agave Fest?
with Agave Fest. This is not just Agave Fest anymore. This thing started out with one event that celebrated the wonderful spirits that the agave plant delivers to us. It is now like a 9 or 10 day celebration of this desert succulent that has changed the world. And here to tell us what he has planned for Agave Heritage Week this year is the proprietor, the principal, the man about town from Hotel Congress and Maynard's Marketing Kitchen, our good friend Todd Hanley. Todd, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. I mean, a lot and not a lot at the same time. Just trying to keep up with your energy and passion. I'm going to match it count for count. How are you doing?
We're doing great. I mean, I got to tell you, you sound pretty good for being, you know, basically days away from this event that has attracted international attention. You probably haven't gone home for several days. You know, you wave goodbye to the family at the Hanley residence, said, look, I'll be back on like mid-May. How are things going for the planning for Agave Heritage Week?
It's going great, actually, but I'll tell you, there is that anxiety of, are we going to be able to pull off? It's 10 days, 25 events, all total. We have three amazing culinary events, so the anxiety kind of comes in ebbs and flows, and I guess I know I'm probably really passionate about the festival, and I start having dreams and nightmares about it. So,
Well, truly. Our listeners know that kind of the epicenter of Agave Heritage Week is the Agave Fiesta. It's happening on April the 28th there in the plaza of Hotel Congress. And this is really, you know, it's not just tequila. We're talking mezcals. We're talking bacanoras. We're talking sotoles. All of the great agave and desert spoon lily delivered spirits. And we have those in surround sound there on April 28th, right?
Yes, it's actually really exciting. I have 100% confirmed. I have 9 Mexican mezcaliers coming up via a government entity called Pro Mexico. They're coming in through Creo Spirits, and they will be a part of the Agave Fiesta as well as the Cinco de Mayo celebration. So I have never before tasted spirits available on April 28th and May 5th. So I mean, things are coming together. This was what it was all about 4 years ago when we started planning this whole madness, I guess, and now I'm actually I've cracked the nut. I've found a distributor, a wholesaler that can hold on to them. So we're excited. I mean, I'm actually amazingly excited about the festival this year. So
I mean, you've got 9 mezcaliers. I mean, so that's like a sommelier in the wine community. There is a trained, sophisticated palate that is credentialed to be a mezcal authority.
Yeah.
And you got 9 of them going to be here in Tucson.
That's like a bucket list
item to drink with a mezcalier.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty ridiculous. Pro Mexico is sponsoring their trips. They physically won't be here for the Fiesta, but they will be available at the Tijuana Chul Cinco de Mayo event. So, yes, we have 9 of them. I keep kind of pinching myself going, oh, my goodness, I should probably be careful what I ask for because now at this point it's kind of outgrown my ability. So,
We want all of our listeners to go to hotelcongress.com and certainly get your tickets for the Agave Fiesta. Again, that's happening on April the 28th. I am privileged to return as master of ceremonies for that event, as I have done, I think, in every year that you have done that. But as you said, this is a 10-day celebration. When does the party actually kick off, Todd?
It kicks off April 27th. We're putting on a culinary spectacle celebrating Llanos and Native Seed Search. Our first dinner is April 27th. We wrap up on Sunday, May 6th, with an agave brunch featuring Chef Brian Smith of Maynard's and Chef Michael Montesano of Tijuana Chul. We have an amazing event at XO Coffee called Bacanora, the Spirit of the Sonoran Desert, on Monday, April 30th. It's, I mean, you just actually go to agaveheritagefestival.com. Matt, it's so big, they're so big, I had to actually invest in a website. So
agaveheritagefestival.com. It's going to have all the information about the daily lineup of events happening starting April the 27th and working through 10 days. Now, you mentioned Bacanora. This is a spirit that actually comes to us from the Sierra Madre Mountains. And, in fact, up until about 15 years ago, it wasn't even legal.
Exactly. And sometimes we wonder if if some of this Bacanora is legal. I won't get into that. I'll let you all decide that Monday night is legal. So, yeah, it's amazing.
If it's in a milk jug, it's probably not.
And what's the crowning moment? What's the final day of the celebration again? Starting April 27th, moving through the 10 days, what's the crowning off moment for Agave Heritage Festival this year?
Well, the last event is Sunday, May 6th. It's the Agave Brunch at Maynard's Market and Kitchen.
Right.
Three course. It's going to be I've already seen the menu. Chef Brian Smith and Chef Michael Montezano, who both went to Parma, Italy together for the UNESCO City of Gastronomy, are partnering up again for the first time to put on that's the one I'm probably most excited about when it comes to the culinary events. But we're also, I'll tell you, we're flying in a chef from San Antonio, Texas, which is the second city in the United States that has become a city of gastronomy. So we're doing a dinner on Friday, May 4th with Elizabeth Johnson of Farm Table. It's a restaurant in San Antonio that has many accolades. So, yeah, I could go on and on. We have a screening at the Loft Cinema on Tuesday, May 1st. We're actually planting an agave garden on Tuma Mock Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that is unbelievable.
I'll let you stew on that for a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. And to go from, in just a few years, to go from an event that really was that one, the Agave Fest at Hotel Congress, 3 hours capturing a moment in time that tells the story of this desert plant, to go from one night to 10 days and now attracting international attention, that's a big deal, Todd Hanley.
I think so. I try not to take too much credit, but I'm pretty proud of this baby. This one's working out well for us.
As you should be. Remember, all of our listeners, go to www.agaveheritagefestival.com. All of the information is going to be there. You're going to be able to get tickets for all of the events. You might even be able to meet Todd Hanley yourself. Grab a selfie with a man who is now an international agave authority, Todd Hanley from Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen. Thank you so much to you and for everything you and your team do. And I look forward to seeing you on the 28th, man.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you always, Matt. Take care.
Right on, Todd. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to raise our glasses high and celebrate craft American whiskey as they did from the olden days here in our live broadcast from Union Public House. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Union Public House, deep in the heart of St. Philip's Plaza with my celebrity co-host from Cisco Foods, Mr. Jamie Rice. Having a great time and taking down that tower station like a champion. Look at you go, man.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. Anyway, before we get to our next guest, every time you come into Union, there's always celebrities in the house, Jamie Rice. I'm like taking a look around. I see my good friend, Dr. Walter Parrish from Parrish Chiropractic over there on the Speedway in Wilmot. You know, he's chiropractor to all the celebrities in town.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, call Walter Parrish if you have to kind of get one with the alignment and understand that there's a structure and function relationship about health and wellness. Walter Parrish, he's the guy to go see at Parrish Chiropractic. I also see my good friend Julie Kluwer is over there from the accounting firm of Ludwig Kluwer. You know, April 17th is right around the corner. She's, like, doing tax returns right there at the bar. I'm kidding. No. Anyway, come on out here and meet these celebrities in the live broadcast that we're having here at Union Public House. But anyway, this is National Beer Day, as we said, Jamie.
Yes.
But when we come to Union, it's not just about the beer story. It's about the whiskey story.
I've got a couple other things.
And just, you know, it's a story that just keeps being told in different ways and different expressions of the spirit. And when you're thinking about the concept of Union, you know, thinking about those public houses in colonial times, which were the backdrops and the venues for, you know, sowing the seeds of dissent and the dialogues that gave rise to the Americas, that's where we're here. Whiskey was a very anchor component of that story, and here to help us understand why whiskey and why whiskey should be a part of any story about a public house are the co-owners and the men, the myth, the legends, the mysteries, the owners of Union Public House, Mr. Steve Stratigoulias and Mr. Grant Krueger are here. What's going on, guys?
Hey, thank you for having us. Really appreciate you having us on the show over here.
Well, thanks for having us. I mean, look, I got whiskey, I got beer, I got 89 degrees. It's April the 7th. We're in Tucson. What can go wrong?
Not much. We're here to make sure you don't go thirsty on our watch here at Union Public House, I assure you.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you very much.
So, Grant, we're talking about beer, National Beer Day. We're going to start at the left hand of the horizon of handles and work our way down to the right because you've got some great beers here. But whiskey, from the very first day, has always been an anchor component of the story that Union tells. Why whiskey? What is it about the spirit that you believe should be a part of what Union is?
Well, we've been very blessed to have a really warm reception by local Tucsonans, and our whiskey portfolio has been one of the strong suits of our business since its inception. We, of course, have Whiskey Wednesday here, where it's half off on all scotch, bourbon, and whiskey products, which
all.
Is pretty much our busiest day of the
you
week.
You just said all. 50% off. All.
That is correct, sir. That would
Scotches,
be all.
Scotches, bourbons, rye,
yes,
whiskeys.
Yes, everything from the well all the way up to our highest-end product that we've got. And we're very proud of that special, and we've run that pretty much since we've opened. So please come on down. It happens to be one of our busiest days, if not the busiest day at Union Public House.
For good reason. Now, what time does Whiskey Wednesday officially start on the watch?
All day long.
All day, like 11 a.m. Jamie Rice is pretty much here at 10:59, knocking on the front glass for the most part.
Working hard.
Open.
Asking for the pappy.
Absolutely. Doing work for Cisco, working hard over there, making sure that all his accounts are well covered. Now, he's spending money in all of the accounts here for Cisco Foods as well, too. He's really amazing, very benevolent. We're very fortunate.
I don't know what to say.
I don't.
I'm crying. I'm literally crying. But anyway, Whiskey Wednesday, every Wednesday, from open to close, or until whenever Jamie Rice leaves.
Absolutely. Which is close, pretty much every day. Actually, it's about half an hour after close, because Arizona liquor law forces us to remove him from the premises at 2:30 in the morning most Thursdays.
One of these days, I'll get a chair with my name engraved on it.
We're working on that one over here, for sure. We're going to retire his Cisco jersey in the Hall of Fame from the rafters of Union Public House, for sure.
So, whiskey is a fundamental part of the story of Union Public House, and I hear that there's this special kind of limited production, barrel-aged Angel's Envy bourbon that was done exclusively for Union Public House. Steve, how did you pull that off?
You know, the barrel programs have gotten really popular, Matt, with different types of
whiskeys, brewery, you know, and it grew from whiskeys, and then they went to the tequila, where all these, you have all these distributors trying to sell you these $8,000-$9,000 barrels that are specific to your brand. Well, it's hard to, storage space becomes a big problem with that. Well, with Angel's Envy, they were able to accommodate and working it with, through Southern Glazer Wine Spirits, they're able to sell it to us. They hand selected a barrel for us that we got to participate in. And then they store it for us, and when we need it, we order it just like we would if it was, off the shelf. But this is exclusive to our brand only. We're the only, restaurant, bar, that has an Angel's Envy barrel in the whole state, one per state.
Awesome. In the entire state of Arizona?
Yes, so one per state is the program.
Tucson 1, Phoenix 0.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to open that up. Yeah, they see money, they're going to open that up.
And there's a Tucson connection, too, to Angel's Envy. It's, of course, made in Louisville, Kentucky, and we had the good fortune to be able to travel to Louisville, right, to help taste their port-finished American bourbon whiskey, which is happens to be one of our favorites to begin with. And the CEO, Wes Henderson, lived in Tucson here for a number of years, was a radio disc jockey.
What?
He's the son of master distiller Lincoln Henderson of the Woodford Reserve fame. And so they started their own label. Lincoln has since passed away, but his son, Wes, now runs the company and lived for many years here in Tucson, Arizona as well, too.
I never knew that, Steve.
That's awesome.
He was on KRQ.
Was it the old 93.7?
No, 93.7.
Right.
We've asked...
With J.J. the King of Beepers commercials?
Probably predated. But we've asked... We've called iHeart and spoke with them to see if they had anything on record of this guy, and they just... You know, they have nothing left. They said they cleaned up shop about 10, 15 years ago, and a lot of this stuff was just...
So if anybody's got some of that out there, send it in.
All right, so I don't want you to... We have to take a news break real quick, but I don't want to go away. I have a couple questions about the Angel's Envy before we, bring on your executive chef, Casey Eaton. So don't go away. Don't leave. Don't take this bottle with you. I will keep it in my very warm hands. But anyway, quick news break. Thanks for our sponsors. When we come back, a little bit more about Angel's Envy, and the Honorable Casey Eaton will join us live in this live broadcast from Union Public House. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity, capital C, celebrity co-host from Cisco Foods and 520 Eats, Jamie Rice. We're hanging out at Union Public House in St. Phillips Plaza. Come out here and enjoy a social hour. We've got deep discounts on all the kinds of dishes and drinks that have helping to celebrate the story about scratch American fare, gastropub, whiskey, beers for miles. Jamie Rice, we always have a good time at Union, huh?
All things I love.
All things you love. Anyway, a lot of people I love in this community, especially those that have said yes to live local radio that celebrate the independent local restaurants, without whom we would not be doing this show. There are many organizations that have gathered around and said, look, we need to keep the voice of local around. Please let me thank all of our sponsors, because without our sponsors, this show, I would be silenced. Jamie Rice, wait a minute.
Don't
answer. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamic Boca, Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Russell Public Communications, Tino's Pizza, and Tucson Foodie. Big round of applause for all of our sponsors. We're back here with Grant Krueger, who's looking to tell us a little bit more about this great bourbon. We're talking about Angel's Envy, a bottle that was crafted especially, exclusively for Union Public House, the only one in the entire state of Arizona. We love the Angel's Envy story. How would you define the expression of this particular distillation that really has literally Union's name on it?
Well, traditionally bourbon is, of course, 50. The mash bill is at least 51% corn.
Right.
In this particular case, Angel's Envy is going to be a little on the sweeter end. It's the mash bill's got 72% corn, an 18% rye, and a 10% malted barley.
Beautiful.
And bourbon whiskey now is traditionally aged at least 2 years on charred new American oak barrels. The neat part about this particular process for Angel's Envy is that our whiskey is aged for 54 months, including 6 months on port cask, on ruby port cask. And that port adds a really interesting and rich and slightly sweeter flavor component to the Angel's Envy. It's going to have notes of caramel candies and pralines and a little bit of vanilla and orange undertone to it. It's really warm. It's got a great viscosity and mouthfeel. It's a wonderful spirit.
I'm impressed.
I don't know what to say. Hey, we're talking about viscosity in whiskey. Higher on the corn and the mash bill, a little bit more sweet. But I love what you've done with the barley and the rye. This is just this wonderful kind of ratio with the grains that you have found a way that really works together. Now, our guests allowed to come in here to Union Public House and actually order this?
Absolutely.
Is this available for people other than Jamie and myself?
This isn't just available for people other than Jamie and yourself. It's actually the ingredient in our house old fashioned right now is made with our own proprietary blend of Angel's Envy.
Brilliant.
And so we'd like to thank again the Angel's Envy Corporation,
Absolutely.
Wes Henderson, Southern Glacier Wine and Spirits for putting this together and helping keep Jamie's liver pickled. You know, it's really a wonderful thing.
I can barely remember what I did yesterday.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Remember all those.
So
those
this
facts.
Is great. Now, Steve Split, my guess is he's probably going to be returning with some empty glasses. For us to try, because I see that this bottle of Angel's Envy, Grant Kirker, has not yet been opened. So I'm sure that's just a misunderstanding. But anyway.
Absolutely. That's a terrible shame here. We've got the technology to correct this problem right now. You are in good hands, sir.
Grant Kirker, I'm going to put you on the spot here because, look, I've been following this guy's career for a long time. When we're talking about the executive chef here at Union Public House, this is not an easy slot to fill. I mean, when you're thinking about, you know, the person that is running the kitchen team, knowing what the food is about, the story that the dishes tell, you've got to have the right person on the job. I want you to introduce our next guest in a way that only Grant Kruger can do, and I'm going to sit back and watch the Grant Kruger Show right here on 104.1. Take it away.
Well, it's hard to, with such an introduction like that, it's hard to go. But it is a really tough job, of course, to be the executive chef of any restaurant. Chefs have become a new popular and in category these days. You see it on TV. We're talking about it on the radio, right? It's very sexy, and they're always in television with fresh-pressed white shirts and looking glorious. But, you know, my man Casey Eaton over here is the guy that you'll find with flour and water and salt and everything spilled all over him all the time, working hard. He was blessed to pretty much have worked for us on and off since our opening inception here at Union Public House. And just for putting up with Steve and myself is deserving of hazard pay, like in its truest form over there. And certainly one of these whiskeys. I would like to introduce our executive chef, Mr. Casey Eaton.
Mr. Casey Eaton is in the house.
Nice to be here.
So where's the glory? Where are the pressed chef whites? Is that part of the Casey Eaton story?
You know, we're a busy restaurant. We're about 95-97% scratch, so it's kind of hard for me not to jump right in.
Flower fights, right? That's what you guys do in the back of the
absolutely.
House.
Absolutely. We have to have some fun to break up the monotony.
I need to get, you know, we're going to get to the heart of this scratch American Fair story.
Absolutely.
Because with a name like Union, it's a bold brand. First thing you see when you walk in the restaurant is the American flag. The role that the public house played in the story of our nation, where the dialogue was driven about doing the right thing, and that's to break away from the powers and do something for ourselves. Independence. The spirit of independence reigns at Union. But let's get to know Casey a little bit better. Like, when did your whole kind of journey start? When you decided you woke up one morning and said, look, I think I got an idea for how to make flavors sing on a plate. How old were you when
you know,
this thing started?
Actually, I've been doing this since I was a very young man. About 18 years old, I graduated culinary school.
Wow.
It was a high school and a college program.
Right on.
So, yeah, I've just been trucking along in multiple states and multiple places in the country, and I've found myself back in Tucson where I'm from. So,
what are the things that you find particularly challenging about the executive chef position? I mean, look, Union has, from day one, has really kind of defined this gastropub
Absolutely.
Story. What challenges you and excites you and invigorates you when you were running the team back there?
Well, you know, it's the thrill of the business, absolutely. I mean, we definitely are a very busy restaurant, lots of events, lots of fun outings that we do. So, yeah, just always moving forward and trying to do the best. It's a challenge, but I obviously am a glutton for punishment, and I do love it.
Well, you better be if you work for Grant and Steve.
No, you know, they're absolutely good bosses.
I mean, of course they are.
Yep,
we pay
them
very heavily to say these sort of things, of course. There's no financial compensation.
There's hush money later on.
Hush whiskey.
So hush whiskey. One coincidence, here's the whiskey. We're going to do a little tasting in a minute. But what does it mean when you say Scratch American Fair? That actually has a promise
to the
marketplace. What is that promise that you're giving to your guests?
Well, the benefits of doing something like that is we really can do whatever we want, and that's a really fun part about this restaurant. American Fare can be something that is from different cultures or not. It is kind of what you might eat at your grandmother's house as well. We can do anything new, exciting, bold, any kind of trending food, so it really is a really open door for us, which I really enjoy.
I grew up dealing with Casey and restaurants like this and chefs like this. It gives me a job. If I had to sell chicken nuggets and frozen french fries all day long, I wouldn't do this because that's not interesting to me. That's not passionate to me.
Right.
These guys bounce ideas off me. They are truly a scratch kitchen. I mean, they're not making ketchup, but that's probably...
That's about it.
Yeah, that's
that's about it.
Almost everything else.
Now you see the wheels turning in case you... Yes.
We have had discussions about dinosaur chicken nuggets, though.
Yes.
Where the rack
is.
Yes. So we're going to talk about your menu in a minute here, but... The temperatures are rising, Casey Eaton.
Absolutely.
I think we hit 90 degrees. One of the best patios here, I think, in the galaxy, frankly, if I may be so bold.
Yeah.
What kind of flavors and ingredients and experiences are you playing with as we're kind of navigating the spring into the summer months? What does that look like at the center
of the plate? I mean, we've kind of procured the outer patio here, and we want to start doing a lot more events outside, so kind of more like your backyard barbecues. Fresh lighter fare, of course. We just kind of put ourselves out in the public and maybe have some more fun in our newly acquired plaza, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's what we love. I mean, events have really been part of the heartbeat of the Union story, especially when you're doing pairing events, you're matching up some great spirits. I've been to great spirit dinners here. I've been to great wine dinners. We've done beer dinners here. I mean, Grant Kruger, there always seems to be this imagination that's going on to say, hey, let's really take what Casey's doing at the back of the house, line it up with what's trending on the spirits and libations side, and really create an experience that is second to none.
Absolutely. We've got a whiskey pairing dinner coming up actually on the 17th, of course, of this month with Angel's Envy that Casey's put together a wonderful menu for. We're really excited from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time. I think some of the whiskey dinners here are our most popular event dinners we have at
Agreed.
Union Public House.
Yeah.
They sell out quickly and early, so we do invite the public to come and attend. To look for us on eventbrite.com. It's where we sell the tickets now for those events.
Okay, eventbrite.com. Also on the Union's website.
Yeah, on UnionTucson.com.
UnionTucson.com. Now, when you're talking about an Angel's Envy a pairing dinner, which comes first, Chef Casey? Do you kind of create the dishes and let the spirits kind of fill in the blanks?
First, you got to drink it.
First
you got to drink it. Then you got to know.
Thank you for your honesty, Casey.
Not at work, but maybe off work, you need to try what you're going to pair with it and see what kind of flavors those provide.
Now, are these cocktail pairings, or are you actually doing some neat pairings as well?
We are doing some with the full cast strength, I believe, is one we're doing for the first course.
Wait a minute. You're starting... Yep. The experience. The first course is being paired with a cask strength, high proof spirit.
Absolutely.
God love you, Casey Eaton, and the entire Eaton household. That's a man after my own heart. So when you're thinking about a dish, a palette of flavors, ingredients, that you want to match together with the uniqueness of the Angel's Envy story, where are you going? I mean, if you think you have a blank canvas flavor-wise, what are the kind of things you want to hit on to really bring that out?
I mean, these events are really fun because I can do whatever I want. These are a direct representation of myself and basically my art, my craft, and what I've chosen to do with my life. So it's kind of a lot of fun. So I usually start with incorporating the whiskey into whatever food I'm going to use and then pair some flavors. Like, we're using smoked blue cheese for our Rockefeller dish, which will be very different, very exciting. And instead of the normal anisette flavor, we'll be deglazing with the Angel's Envy whiskey. So that'll be interesting and definitely unique.
Just deglazing with Angel's Envy whiskey. That's what Casey does.
Yeah,
that's just
fun.
Another day at the office for Casey Eaton, Jamie.
Did Grant just say there was two seats saved for us?
Yeah, I mean, what a coincidence. But
it's amazing how that works.
Our listeners are going to get... So tickets are selling out fast. This is this Tuesday, right?
It is next Tuesday.
How many seats are you selling?
A week from Tuesday. Okay. And they are selling pretty fast.
How many do you have, do you know? How many seats do you have available?
How many seats do you have left?
We're about halfway through. Yeah, we've got maybe 35 seats remaining right now.
So get them quick.
And how much for tickets?
$66 all inclusive.
Okay, $66 all in?
All inclusive,
so
yes, sir. The tax tip, the whole title, the whole nine.
So, and how many courses is the dinner?
Three-course dinner.
Yeah, with a
yep.
Okay, so good heavens, guys. Aren't you in the business to make money?
Yeah.
Come on. $66 with all the whiskey and the story and a selfie with Casey? Seriously.
The selfie with Casey alone is worth the market price of entry right there.
Okay, UnionTucson.com. Can you see the menu up online?
You most certainly can.
Okay, get your tickets now, friends. This is the kind of event that we've been talking about. These events sell out for obvious reasons. You do not want to be the one person who Casey Yeaton has to say no to. Because, look, Casey is a giving guy. He doesn't want to say no to anybody. Get your tickets now, UnionTucson.com, for this Angels Envy whiskey pairing dinner. You're a whiskey guy, right, Jamie?
I've had it one or two today.
No, more of a
in the last hour.
You know, so I know, Grant, we were talking to Todd Hanley of Hotel Congress about the mezcal and the tequilas and the bacanoras y sotoles. How am I doing? I mean, for a man that lived in central Mexico, you're probably laughing at my attempts to enunciate the appropriate spirits. But over there at Reforma, you guys have probably the biggest agave menu portfolio this side of, you know, of like Saturn. I mean, well, you know your way around an agave plant, Grant.
Certainly I had the benefit of living in Mexico and having a restaurant for over a decade, and so we got to experience mezcal and bacanora and sotol. And a lot of those flavors that Todd was talking about in the Agave Fest are flavors and spirits that the general public still is not familiar with. And so I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's wonderful what they're doing with the Agave Fest. We're big fans and big supporters, of course, because at Reforma Modern Mexican, I think we do have the largest list of tequila, mezcal, bacanora, and sotol. Certainly in the city of Tucson, if not the state of Arizona.
Probably. And aren't you guys just grooving on the fact that mezcal has become relevant again? I mean, look, in the Kruger family household, it's always been relevant. But on the palate of today's even tequila enthusiast, mezcal has found a place. And look, 10 years ago, be hard to find mezcal on a menu. How many mezcals do you have at Reforma now?
Over 40 different
over
types of mezcal.
Yeah,
and 300 different labels of agave spirits in total. I think it's wonderful to see mezcal as such a growth category. It's truly the artisanal spirit of Mexico. It truly is the small batch spirit of Mexico. And not taking anything away from tequila, which is a wonderful spirit
of course.
Also one of my favorites. Mezcal just has such an interesting and more complex range of flavors to it that there's so many different variations of that spirit out there. I really invite the public to go check out the Agave Fest and to experience that. It's going to be eye-opening and mind-blowing, I think, for a lot of people to experience it.
Steve, you guys over at Reforma, which is, you know, basically just a hop, skip, and a jump across the courtyard here at St. Phillip's Plaza. You guys still doing that brunch at Reforma?
Still doing the brunch.
I gotta say,
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so both days. You are really, I think the brunch you were doing at Reforma is, I mean, I want our listeners to know about the fun. I mean, this is you're building an experience in the brunch. It's not just, you know, here's your huevos rancheros and thank you very much. I mean, talk about your brunch over there at Reforma, because I think it's crazy fun.
Yeah, no, dining is an experience. You know, if you want to eat, you could do that at home. People go out for the people watching, you know, some music, some entertainment, there's several components. And we try to always mix it up with some nice DJs who play some just daytime. Everybody thinks DJs, it's loud. But we've really got some great DJs who have their rotation down and just play some really nice daytime music for all generations. And it's a fun time. And it's something that – and I like that brunch. It's different.
The courtyard, you guys, is beautiful. And the way you've been able to utilize it for all your concepts, we'll probably talk about it a little more in the next segment.
Yes. We are going to be breaking some news.
It's really unique in Tucson that you've captured this almost entire plaza. You can walk and drink from here to there. And you can just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's –
So we're going to be talking about some breaking news here on the other side of this break. But the time has come. I'm so excited because they haven't said a word to anybody. Not even you, Jamie, right?
No, not even me.
But anyway, time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at winning a Union Public House gift card. Have you guys thought about a fun trivia question that we can ask our listeners today? Here we go.
What was the Angels Envy's distiller's name? Last name. Would work.
Oh, got to be listening to the show.
They have to be listening to the show.
I know.
The distiller, not the CEO.
Not the CEO, okay. but the distiller.
The primary distiller.
That was mentioned in this broadcast.
Okay, so during the broadcast, at some point, you heard the name of the distiller.
Sure, the master distiller.
The master distiller of Angels Envy.
Who was a KRQ radio DJ back in the day.
Who was a KRQ. Oh, the Googling has commenced.
And probably bought a beeper.
Anyway, the first person that sends me a note right now is going to get a Union Public House gift card. The address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank one more sponsor. When we come back, we have promised you a big announcement from Steve Stratigoulias and Grant Kruger about something that they've been working on for some time, and the moment has come for them to make the announcement. But you gotta wait in this live broadcast from Union Public House. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. You've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Union Public House in the middle of social hour in St. Philip's Plaza with my celebrity co-host and best secret keeper to date, Jamie Rice, who might have heard what we're going to be talking about.
Speaking
here
of secrets, and this is way off topic, but for a friend who's listening out there, Union does have tater tots on a secret menu.
Union has tater tots on a secret menu. Casey
Eaton. Just right.
Now you gave it away. Oh, now here comes the tot patrol. Not true. That's fake news. That's fake news. Anyway,
just keep it up with the times.
Greg Kruger, we've been talking about all week that you have a special announcement to make. You know, St. Philip's Plaza, you have called home for a low these many years. You've got this wonderful anchor restaurant here called Union Public House. Steve Stratigoulias talked a little bit about Reforma, you know, this modern Mexican mezcal kind of story. But I guess two restaurants enough for Greg Kruger.
So much free time available.
What are you talking about now?
With so much free time as independent restaurant tours, because I hope you guys know that this is a pretty laid-back lifestyle. I mean, mostly we watch the Food Network, and we sample fine wines, and Jamie's sample steaks and dinosaur chicken nuggets mostly afternoon. But when taking a break from sampling the chicken nuggets, Steve and I were thinking the other day that it might be a wonderful idea to build a third restaurant
in
St. Philip's Plaza.
In St. Philip's Plaza!
Shocking as that might be for some parties out there, we've got a wonderful opportunity to build a stage in the center courtyard adjacent to what will be all three restaurants now. And so what we want to do is bring a live music component to St. Phillips Plaza.
Oh, my God.
Very similar to what used to exist a couple decades ago when you had the Tucson Jazz Society.
Yes.
And many other live music organizations doing their events in the plaza. But with three different restaurateurs, it was hard to get everybody on the same page.
Totally. I get it.
And so slowly but surely, the other restaurateurs have moved out or on to greener pastures. And we've had the opportunity to lease the third space in St. Phil's Plaza that was formerly Bodega, formerly ML Hour, formerly Live Cafe,
right,
formerly Sazerac. And so Steve and I have decided, after sampling some of Jamie's great chicken nuggets and, and having a few of these Flying Angel Zenvies over here, that what we really want to do is build a third restaurant in the plaza.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
We're going to build Pizzeria Corsa.
Wait a minute now. Pizzeria Corsa. Yes. That's the name of the restaurant.
That is the name of our third restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Which is going to be right in that space.
It's going to be in that space. It'll be 4340 North Campbell Avenue, Suite 104, ooh, which is adjacent to Union Suite 103 over here. We're combining all the liquor licenses of all three of the restaurants.
Smart.
So that once we finish, you'll be able to actually walk with an open cocktail from Union into Corsa, into Reforma, like over to that stage area.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh,
it's
so
going to be like
really
an adult
thought through
food
this
court.
Thematic experience. So, okay, Pizzeria Corsa. On the pizza spectrum, where does this land? I mean, what kind of pizza story are you going to be telling at this new place?
Well, just like how Union and Reform are pretty much scratch kitchens or very close to what you would at least call a full scratch kitchen here, we're going to do the same thing over at Corsa. We make our own doughs. We'll pull our own mozzarella. We make our own sauces from scratch. Every soup, every sauce, every stock will be made from scratch in the restaurant. We've got a gorgeous woodstone pizza oven that we're collaborating right now with Pima County on the permits to shoehorn it into
good
this
luck.
Postage stamp of a kitchen over here. But so this summer, we're planning for the restaurant's opening. It's hard to call an exact date yet,
right,
but we're thinking of like a midsummer opening right now for Corsa. Corsa, of course, means race in Italian. And our concept is to be to be fast, casual, fresh, approachable Italian. We're thinking pizzas, fresh pastas, salads, paninis, bruschettas.
Oh,
we've got Travis
gosh.
Evans, a wonderful baker in-house,
he's
to
excellent.
Bake all of our breads. We'll make the pasta in-house. Like we're really excited about this opportunity to bring a new and flavorful concept to St. Phillips Plaza. If you think about it right now, there's not an Italian restaurant at the corner of River and Campbell, which is kind of odd, like given up the road at Skyline and Campbell, it's the apocalypse for Italian restaurants. But down here, there's not a true executed Italian restaurant at this moment, and we thought that we would fill that void in the marketplace here in St. Phil's Plaza with a concept that's fun and fast and fresh and most importantly approachable.
Okay, Jamie Rice, you're wearing a pizza shirt.
I am.
Did you get an inside tease on this announcement? I mean, what are
total
the
coincidence.
What are the odds?
Total coincidence.
Okay, so pizza.
I was
going to
wear my cheeseburger shirt. I'm glad I didn't.
Are you excited about this or what?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I mean, just the way they've executed, obviously, Union Public House and the Reforma concept, this is one of the most exciting things going into. And hopefully Pima County, you know, we all know how that goes. So summer turns into fall. But I really hope a summer opening. I really can't wait for this to open. And you're right. They're filling a void down here, which...
It doesn't exist. Yeah, that concept does not exist. So exciting. I love the vibrancy of the story. I love the fact that there's this thread that weaves its way through all of your concepts. So when you're thinking about Union and Reforma and now Pizzeria Corsa, there's this dedication to scratch, to craft, to artisanal approach to cuisine. And doing that with approachable Italian fare is getting me giddy, Grant Kruger.
I hope so. I hope the public embraces this one just as much as they've embraced Union and Reforma. And we've been very blessed so far in a business that's very tough, right? And it's, you know, kicked quite a few people to the curb over the last few years. Right. And so we consider ourselves very blessed for this opportunity to bring a new concept into St. Phil's Plaza.
I think they will break the curse of that location. As unfortunate as it is, I think the curse
for
is
for decades to come. And I love the fact that there's this theme that's built in where you can literally, you can carry your cocktail from restaurant to restaurant and kind of take transport your palates to different parts of the world without leaving St. Phillips Plaza. I think that is just extraordinary. I think it sounds like so much fun. And, of course, with Grant Kruger and Steve Stratigoulias at the helm, what do you expect, Jimmy Rice? Seriously, how'd you like that Angel's Envy Union Public House a special craft bourbon? This is extraordinary.
I think Casey drank it. I need another one.
Casey, I got to ask you now. Okay, so I'm sure that you go home every now and then. I know you have a cot back there, and I get it. Because that's the way that Grant and Steve roll. You know, your dedication and your loyalty and your allegiance to the brand is absolutely impenetrable. But when you do go home, let's just say that you had to take everything out of your refrigerator. Everything has to come out of the Yeaton family fridge except for one thing. What is the one thing in the Yeaton family fridge that you cannot live without?
You know, I like sandwiches. I'm a simple guy. When I go home, I like a sandwich.
You like a sandwich?
Anything with a sandwich,
so
I made it at home. That's the best food you'll ever have.
Bourbon, aged cheese,
nope.
Homemade pickles.
a wonderful artisanal hot sauce, a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't have a lot of time to eat food at home, so.
He's going so right
pretty
for the sandwich.
Simple.
Anyway,
pretty simple in my house.
Casey Yeaton, executive chef here at Union Public House. So grateful to you for opening up your home away from home and letting us get to know you a little bit better. Steve Stratigoulias and Grant Kruger from Union. Look, congratulations on your big news. Pizzeria Corsa will hit the Tucson food scene in St. Phillips Plaza this summer. A round of applause for everything that you guys are in this community. You guys are our heroes. And Jimmy Rice, the food is here, but we have to go.
Thank
you again.
It's
a live show.
It's anyway, always a pleasure.
Cisco Foods, keeping everybody fed all across town. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jamie Rice reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on over and see us at Union.